This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
No, I'm going on horse. I'm leaving right after
the
show.
Ron, don't most people travel like by kind of van?
They get the Volkswagen bus and go, man.
You think the people that are going to show up at this thing are going to be a bunch of, like, 25-year-old burnouts?
I don't know. I've never been to one. But from what you told me, yeah, that's what I think.
No, I think this
crowd,
that
was the way to see the dead, man.
I thought they were going to be a bunch of 50-year-old burnouts.
Well, no.
Not 25.
I don't think 50-year-old burnouts can afford to go.
What do you mean? They're the ones that can't afford to go.
You think Michael Maroney is a stereotypical deadhead? And I know I'm throwing out a name that no one knows. He used to be our promotions director here.
Is he going?
I don't know if he's going, but I'm sure he's gone to some shows this year.
Well, we're not talking about Michael Maroney.
I'm asking you a question.
We're talking about you.
No, I know that, but Gregor was stereotyping the fans. I'm saying, do you think he is a stereotypical fan? Because I think he is. Someone who liked him growing up, has done very well for himself, and can afford to go.
But aren't there still a lot of people that...
That
just never grew up. They're still stuck in the 70s.
Yeah, they're going to pile
60s?
In the Volkswagen bus and go up there.
I mean, like I said,
general admission.
No. Like I said, I've never been to one of the shows. I don't know, but that's what
you told me.
That's what I've read.
Isn't that the way for the true dead fan to see the dead?
To show up in a limo.
I'm not going in a limo. I got a car.
Okay, then what? You said, we got a transportation service. To me, that means a limo. You know what? You're either going to go in a limo, or you're going to go in a Lincoln Town car? Which one is it?
Are you going to eat gourmet goo balls from the mansion?
No, what you did, you rented... I want to get to the bottom of this, because you ripped me on this. Okay? Do you...
It's the Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Burrito!
Kick it.
The Hard Line!
3:25 is the time. 25 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Thursday. And today is a very, very big day because today we emanate live from the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas. It is Guys Night Out. Yes, Guys Night Out rolls around again. The Cape Buffalo Grill is located in far north Dallas, Addison Road at Trinity Mills, a stone's throw west of the tollway. And, everyone will be up here today.
Norm?
Yes, Norm will be here. Fernando, too.
You?
Norm. Yeah, Rito. You?
Snag.
Danny? Oh, yeah.
Of course I'm coming out there.
You want to bet?
I love Guys Night Out.
All right. If you can make it up here, I'll buy all your beers. Or hand you a $20 bill.
I don't need your money.
I've got $20.
Yes. For those that he don't buy, I will buy.
He ain't coming.
I don't need your damn money.
Yes, you do.
My wife's rich.
Well, for those who do show up, it will be a very, very big time for you. Because the first 250 guys in the door will get a brand new Schick Extreme 3 razor.
Nice.
Now you can use that on yourself or to eliminate any grooming issues or mustache issues your girlfriend or wife might have. The Ticket Olympics will come on tonight. Those are going to start at 6 o'clock. Now, we have four big events, right?
Yes, we have the Pie Munch. We have the Bra versus
we have
Size
scavenger
versus
hunt,
IQ.
The Girl with the Mike. Biggest Jugs competition. The Give It to Me Lance interpretive dance. And the Ticket Chick Pie Munch. This is for Ticket Chicks?
No, it's...
I thought we recruited girls for
this. They are, but...
Oh, okay.
You know, girls are known as Ticket Chicks.
Okay, well... I mean, we have to clarify there. I will be very, very disappointed if the integrity of the hard line is not upheld in those last two events.
The Give It to Me Lance dance
and the Pie,
and the pie
Munch,
since
right.
those are our babies.
Right. Because both of those originated on our show. And I'll tell you what, I am not at all pleased with this appropriation, yes, the fact that the Pie Munch has been appropriated into the larger venue by the station.
Well, you know why? Because we forgot to do it this summer.
Well,
although there's
okay.
still time.
The year's not over.
Hey, we can do it any time.
Are you dying over there?
I don't know.
Is this it?
Having a little...
Yeah, because I don't...
No, this is not it. When this is it,
all
I'll
right,
let you know.
Call me.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ron. I don't think anybody asked me...
Well, they certainly
the
didn't
munch.
Ask me. They just sort of went off willy-nilly and did it.
Huh. Well, you know what? Let's just eliminate it.
And if if any other station or if any other show on the station thinks they're going to do that, we'll put a boot in your ass.
All right.
That will not be acceptable, will it?
No. I'm getting pissed off by the second. I didn't even think about that.
Well, anyway, all that's going to start at 6 tonight. No, don't turn over a chair or anything.
Yeah, this is Eddie's place. We don't want to tear up his place.
Now, the ticket promotions table is here, and you can register to win ticket T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and other merch. We'll be drawing many winners tonight. We need to thank Elegant and Graceful, featuring exclusive elegant nightwear and lingerie, Cobra.
Nice.
Elegant and Graceful is dedicated to bringing out the magic of each woman through the self-expression of what she wears.
In other words, her drawers.
That sounds like something right off of Gordon's blog.
Visit E&G online at www.2elegant.com or call 972-231-5223. Also, thanks to Remed Spa and Wellness Center, where wellness and tranquility unite. Visit Remed online at www.remedspa.net or call 972-572-1SPA. Also, this is your last chance, the last opportunity to help support the Ticket Squid Supply Drive. Bring in a donation of school supplies and you'll receive a free voucher for Dallas Burn tickets. And if you bring in everything on the list, you'll get a free ticket T-shirt. And all the donations will benefit Bowie Elementary School in Oak Cliff. So
bring
there, we got everything out
bring
of the way.
Bring in some
there.
Number 2 pencils.
Right.
Bring in some markers. Some
Should I go over the supply list that we're looking for?
Glue, pens, pencils, papers.
Well, it's a little more specific than that. But
oh.
24-count crayons, markers, colored pencils, number 2 pencils, glue, blunt-tipped scissors, spiral notebooks, composition notebooks, notebook paper, and folders.
Whatever happened to tow trays? You guys used to have to lug your stuff around in tow trays?
No.
You never did? You guys are too old for that.
I don't even know what it is.
You don't know what a tow tray is. You know the little things you put your stuff in when you go through the airport security line?
Mm-hmm.
Those are tow trays. And you used to have a tow tray slot to put all your stuff in. This was like when I was in elementary school.
We just had a desk.
That you pop it up.
Just open up your desk and you put everything
That's
in
old timey.
Well, I'm old timey.
We had a desk that you put everything under.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you ever eat paste?
No, I never ate paste. I was never so hungry that I had to eat paste.
Did
you?
Yeah.
Did you ever sniff glue?
I had it taken away. I had it taken away from me when I was like in the first grade because I was eating it.
Although I did enjoy the smell of liquid paper.
But you never sniffed glue.
I don't know how to sniff glue. Does that mean you, like, snort it like cocaine?
I don't know. I don't know how that's done.
I did it one time. I sniffed glue, like Elmer's. Then they told me, no, it's not really the kind of glue you're supposed to sniff.
Well, what's the kind of glue you sniff?
I think airplane glue, the kind you put airplanes together or model cars or whatever.
Well, let's bring on Danny, who apparently has a little bit of a background in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's model airplane glue that you're not supposed to sniff.
Now, do you actually sniff the fumes or the glue itself?
The fumes. You put it in a plastic bag and then inhale it.
See, I just jammed a deal of Elmer's glue up my nose.
Just shove that little orange.
That's what I did.
Squeeze thing up there and
I was planning on getting
shot
high.
It up.
I was planning on getting high when I was in the third grade. That really didn't work out for me too well.
All right, so obviously it's going to be a very, very big day for us here at Guys Night Out at Cape Buffalo Grill, one of our favorite and frequent ports of call. Hopefully, you can make it out.
Good food.
Yes, great food units, beverages, girls, guys' night out. What more?
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
Right, Greg.
What? Did I say that?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm an idiot.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
Oh, good God, I'm an idiot.
Play that again.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
Wow.
I need to be fired. I really do.
Are you the worst broadcaster of all
time?
There's no question.
There's nobody that's survived as long as I have that has had nothing.
All right, when we come back, Grego tries to be more like Shore here on the ticket.